You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work? Championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action create lasting wealth, and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Today.
Okay, I need to go see that. Good stuff. What is today? Wednesday?
Yes.
Yeah. All righty. Well, good morning to all of you. Thank you for being here as usual. My phone says it's Wednesday, October 21st, which would mean it's almost Thursday, October 22nd for our Indian folk. And I see the UK in the representation as well. So excited. If you're new here, this is, well, I'll wait. I see some people connecting their audio. If you're new here, this is our morning meeting. This is our private morning meeting that we open up to the public during the COVID-19 crisis in March, I believe, is when I did that. And this is just me running a company. So you'll hear some internal stuff that you shouldn't be hearing. You shouldn't hear none of this stuff, but we open it up to the public. You can ask any questions at any time. And the reason we open it up is because we're doing quite well. And we want everybody else to do well. So we are sharing that wellness and that well-earthness. Okay, so outstanding. First on my agenda happens to be Anthony Lee, and I see him on. Happens to be Anthony Lee. So he's first on my agenda. So as we rotate, I think we are building Michelle's team now. Yes, as a company? Is that what we're doing?
Yes,
right.
Sir.
And then right after that, I want to then switch and then start building Anthony Lee's team. So you'll make this transition easier for me, Grace and Deanna, if y'all get him acclimated. He's getting acclimated himself, even though he's like the number two member we ever had. Well, he's been on all these classes, but I mean in the lineup and in the back. We get him whatever he needs, okay? Whatever he needs, reach out. Don't have him reach out. You reach out, Grace.
Yes, sir.
And you reach out, Monica. Find out. Don't need Deanna to reach out. Find out what he needs. I'm going to tell you, he is a charismatic brother that's a doer. So probably the only thing he's going to have is knowledge gaps. That's probably the only thing that's going to be in his way, knowledge gaps. Other than that, all he needs to know is just fill those gaps. I'm sure he'll take care of the rest.
Gotcha.
I'm pretty sure he'll take care of the rest. That's something.
Fill in the gaps and get out of the way. I heard you.
that's who he is. That's yeah. Just who he is. Trust me, the law of attraction, like Lenita, the law of attraction is very strong with him. He always finds himself around money and billionaires. He doesn't know any other way to be. I'm dead serious. He's always running into money, and he's always running into billionaires. It's his custom. It is his custom, just like Lenita. He just put in chat facts. It's what he does. He just always. Some people just deliberately create the reality better than others, and he's one of those people. And he happens to be a good-looking, muscular brother too. So that doesn't hurt. That doesn't hurt at all to be easy on the eyes, Seraphia. That doesn't hurt. It really doesn't. Okay, is Idris Elba famous because he's talented? Sure, but is easy on the eyes helping that out a little bit, Abby? You understand? I mean, come on now. Okay. Got to be an amen from law. You understand? I mean, you know, him being a little eye candy, that doesn't hurt at all. That doesn't hurt at all. Found him a $12,000 gold chain in the pool. I ain't never even seen a $12,000 gold chain. I don't even know what that looked like. There you go. The chains from where I come from, you get robbed for them, period. Go ahead, Jerome.
Can I squeal? I need to squeal on Grace.
Go ahead.
I need to squeal on her because you was telling her and Monica to check on last night. I had to go to Philly to check on one of our signups, mm-hmm. Okay, who signed up for my hospital bed.
Lord have mercy.
That, and went up there, and when I got back, I got a message from Miss Grace, and here it is, 12 o'clock my time, and she's saying to me, Mr. Red, tomorrow, I know you tired. Can I get with you? See what you need. And blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. And I said, tomorrow's gonna be busy recovering from the day. Let's try to shoot for Thursday. So I'm squealing on her. She's doing what you told her to do. So I'm squealing.
You know, and I only told her once. I only told her once. She is a doer and she cares. Grace is too Baptist to have things not in decency and in order. Let me just tell you, she does.
Stop it, Reverend.
Born and raised. Yes, ma'am.
When Antonio needs to get on me, please know he gets on me because he changes not, and he got on me yesterday. And that's all, he's right. All I got to do is hit one time. And so, you know, when I'm falling off, He get me back on. He said, that's what real friends do. You don't need me to sweet talk you. You want this, right? I was like, yeah. Well, then I'm doing my job. I'm supposed to be telling you what I'm telling you right now. So, you know, right. You may not like the delivery, but you hear what you need to hear. I said, yes, sir. Keep going. Continue. Keep going.
That's exactly what I said, Patrick. Let me tell y'all something, man. Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something. And I mean this.
Then I'm all defending Grace. I'm like, no, Grace, you did fine.
No,
and I was like, no, he telling me right. He telling me right. No, you're no. Right.
She did not do fine. She totally blew it. No, not do fine. Now, Monica was supposed to defend you. That's what she's supposed to do. That's what y'all supposed to do. Y'all supposed to go, come on now. You know he just tripping, but I ain't tripping, God dog it. Let me tell y'all something. Patricia, if you tell me you want something, and then you do the opposite of what you want, I'm gonna cuss you out, okay? I'm not the friend that's gonna let you gain weight if you don't want to. I wish I had somebody that. I'm the workout buddy you need. You understand? I'm the one that you say, oh, you know what? I just don't feel like going to the gym. I'm bringing the gym to you. I done dropped off at Walmart, brought some dumbbells. You understand what I'm saying? You in the bed. I done put your shoes on, tennis shoes on, laced them up. Come on, get out this bed. Anybody got time for you?
He ain't lying, y'all.
Don't tell me what you want to do and then expect me to let you do the opposite. I don't like friends like that.
Reed Kiara's post in the chat.
I'd like to be on the workout cuss out list, please. I understand. Listen, I'm not. I told Grace yesterday. I know you're mad. You don't like the delivery, but you still need to hear it. Yeah, you still need to hear it. Tell her you are not. I'm gonna tell you exactly what I said. You are showing the universe you worth 77 cents. And we not gonna do that.
That's what he said.
You had to give it like that.
Look here, y'all. I came here. I'm like, I don't know how to shoot for second place. It's not in my nature. It's just I can't relate to people who want to be a part of something mediocre. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it. So all of you, don't tell me, ooh, Antonio, I would like to be six figures. And then I see you not posting content. Because you're going to fool around and message me and say, can I get better? And I'm going to say, yes. You suck. And then I'm going to say it to Deanna so she can make you feel better. Okay? I'm just telling you right now. She's going to give you the empathy. I'm going to give you the real.
Mr. AG, Mr. AG, you need to give me a call like around like 1 or 2 o'clock, you know, like after all of my important calls that I need to get, then you come on and get me.
Come on, right on in there.
Give me a good one. I need a good one sometimes.
Yeah. Give you some of that E.T. Les Brown. You know what I'm saying? Get up, Adrian. Get up. Run through this here. I understand. I'm just telling y'all. I got on them. Grace wasn't the only one. I got on Deanna, and then I told her, and call Monica. Monica had nothing to do with it. Call her. I wanted everybody. We are on our way to mansions. You understand? And we not fit to sit up here and do garage-type behavior, Abby. Some of y'all offended, and that's all right. That's why the world would never remember your name. Okay? I'm telling you, I told all of them. Tempest was on the phone. She just got dragged into it. I told all of them. I flat out told them straight up, y'all gonna die, and ain't nobody gonna notice you if you keep this up. Did I not say that, Grace?
That's what you said.
But let me tell it to y'all listening to me right now. Do not live a life in which you die. And then 5 years from now, somebody say, man, you know, Antonio died. Really? No. That is inappropriate. If you die and don't make a noise, you did not live well. Deanna, did I say this yesterday?
It's so funny that you say that because that happens so often when you so tell people often. Such and such died. Really?
The died average. Listen, man. If I ain't dying like that, I told him, when I die, I'm shocking the world. I said this. I was cussing yesterday, Jerome. I die, I'm shocking the world. World gonna be like, what? At the same time. Now, I die, people gonna tattoo my face on their leg. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going out quietly. I'm making so much of an impact on this world. When I die, it's gonna be a world event. I will not die. And people go, really? I didn't even know. Nah, I ain't going down like that. And if you got some of that in you, then you fired up right now. If you offended, that's all right. Nobody's going to remember your name. It's all right. It's that simple. There's only riches or poverty, and you got to pick one. Which brings me back to Anthony Lee. Listen to what I said, Grace. Don't wait for him to reach out. You remember I said that? I said, you reach out. You understand? He ready. But we not, let me say it. I think I said this yesterday. I'm going to say it the way I want to say it right now. Stop giving people opportunities to take your prosperity seriously. Let me talk to my church folk real quick. Let's go there first. Let's go there first. Stop letting people pray for you all the damn time. They need to kick some rocks and start moving. All that prayer, that don't work. When you gonna move? You understand? And don't just pray for me. Did you give me one of your connections? Do you understand? Did you tell him about my business? I don't want your prayer. I want your connections. Did you shoot him an inbox and let him know about the good things I'm doing?
You speaking this morning.
You understand? Did you send an anonymous tip to Channel 2 News? Don't pray for me. You know, don't pray for me. Tell the newspaper about me. Look. Tell a newspaper I'm out here feeding homeless people and seniors. You keep them prayers. Make some phone calls. I'm trying to help somebody this morning. I know. See, Demetria, I be making people mad. That's all right, though. That's all right. I keep winning, though. Okay? I got good harvest. I keep winning. And a good tree can't bear bad fruit. That's what they tell me, Seraphia. That's what they tell me, all right? Stop all that. God gonna take care of his stuff. You got it. Okay, you got it. You got it. You got it. If you got pre-diabetes, God ain't gonna take care of that. You gonna have to take care of that. Mm-hmm. You understand? You gonna have to change that diet. You're going to have to stop drinking them sodas. That's you. You understand? Come on, sugar. Talk to me.
Just put it like this here. You're giving us everything we need. Everything we need is in the house. Now, if we decide to pick up our oil and we don't decide to pick up our vats, that's not on you. That's on us. Because you're giving it to us. You're breaking it down. You're making it plain. Everything that we need in those courses, the classes, 8 o'clock in the morning, it's here. So if we don't want what we're praying for and asking for, help me, deliver me, and all of this sort of stuff, that's not on God, that's not on you, that's on us. Because you're giving it to us.
That's right.
To take it. Maybe somebody might not be hungry enough. I'm hungry.
I know that's right. Listen, they don't tell you, Patricia, I had a drug problem. Man. I'm 2 years cold turkey. My drugs was Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Okay, I need you to get this. I ain't lying. And if some of y'all like those, you know that's a real drug problem. Don't fool me. I'll buy 4 king size Reese's peanut butter cups. You know, don't let me tell it.
I'm guilty.
Okay, I had a real drug problem.
I got one hidden in the back of the fridge right now.
Man, Deanna, Grace, tell them how bad my drug problem was.
He bought
every day.
He ain't bought 1 pack of the 4 cups.
No. It was the king size. Bought 4 packs. 4 packs of the king size 16 peanut butter cups.
16 of them in a day.
That's like and investing in the company.
Eat them all.
Yeah.
For 20 years, I did that, Jerry. 20 years, every day. I'm surprised I got teeth. You understand? It just tells me how well I brush my teeth. I got my original teeth and they ain't got no holes in them. If I got a cavity, I don't know where it's at. I don't know how I survived 20 years. I'm gonna tell you what happened because I grew up terribly. And Reese's peanut butter cups, I used to go to my best friend's house. His name was Linus. We call him Butty. His nickname and his real name is terrible. Okay. Limus is the real name. Butty is his nickname. You can't do better than that. Okay. Just both of them. And this is why I'm homeless. And they, him and his first cousin were my best friends. And they used to let me stay over their house so I didn't have to sleep in the trash can, or at least not all day. And Limus used to eat Reese's peanut butter cups. So psychologically, it became a good childhood memory for me. So as I got older and can afford them, every time I ate these Reese's peanut butter cups, not only was I getting the euphoria from the sugar itself, which is a drug. Let me tell you something. White sugar is poison.
I'm glad I'm brown sugar.
I'm telling you, that stuff is poison. Where is Susan at? I know if Susan here, she gonna tell y'all that white sugar is poison. All right, it is poison. Poison. And I ate these things till I got to 298 pounds. Y'all hear me? Today I can't get my team to buy me a piece. Okay. If I say, Go on out there and give me some Reese's. What y'all gonna say?
Nope.
No.
Strongly. But so they cuss me out when I'm trying to tell y'all.
I'll go story. Get you this salad.
All right. And I'll try, even Pam Norris. Pam Norris inboxed me last night. I mean, yeah, sometime last night. It was too funny, too. When she inboxed me, she said, "There's a time I'd have sent these to your front door. But not no more. I'm talking about Reese's peanut butter cups. Y'all need to be around some friends. Get ready, Law. I'm coming to you. Y'all need to be around some friends that's going to cuss you out. Let me say it better. Seraphim, Patricia, any of y'all, if you done fooled around and got to the point in your life in which you don't like your life, everybody in your life is now suspicious. All of them. I don't care if it's your mama. I don't care if you live with your mama. I'm not even saying this respectfully. I'm telling this to you directly. If you done got to the point where you don't like your finances, don't like your weight, don't like your neck, your chin, your second chin, you don't like your credit, whatever it is that you don't like, you around these people every day, they suspicious. They are not good for your supreme destiny. They are good to be relatives, good to drink a beer with, but they're not good for the next level. Did they cut my mic off? Is it still on? Okay. You understand? When I got to 298 pounds and I told them I'm not happy, my friend said, "Well, you ain't getting no more of this." And start working out with me. Had they not, I'd have had to find me some new friends. You understand? Now I'm down to a sexy 220 or something like that, Law. I'm a fine chocolate piece of candy, let me tell you. You understand? Okay, anyway. Go ahead, Law. Go ahead.
You know, since everyone's over here confessing, I felt compelled to confess as well because I gave up sugar for a little while. But then we was in Target and I saw them lemon Oreos and those are my favorite lemon Oreos. I mean, they are good. And I told my mother, I said, you know, I'm only going to have three. Next thing I know, it was the whole row. And they said, well, I knew we should have brought two. And I said, no, it's okay. I'm done. The next day, I ate the rest of it. I ate the whole pack. Now I got the sugar monster on my back and I'm just craving everything. So I got to start over.
I understand.
Over again.
I gotta release the sugar. I get it.
Law, get delivered. So, Antonio, how long have you been delivered and set free from the Reese's peanut butter cup demons?
Since March 2018.
Congratulations.
Yes, ma'am. I haven't had one since March 2018. I feel like it's sobriety. I feel like it's sobriety. I haven't touched one. Yeah, I haven't touched one. And to this day, I can count on one hand how many times I've eaten something like a cupcake or something like that. I had a cupcake, like a little Debbie snack, like 3 weeks ago. As soon as I bit into it, I threw it away. I immediately recognized it tasted so good that if I didn't hurry up and spit this out, I was going to be like, Law, you got some of them? I was going to hurry up and be doing that ASAP. Go ahead, Seraphia.
Good morning.
Good morning.
On last night, you are on point. When I did my teaching last night, I did talk to people. There was a motivational speaker where he was talking about a dollar. And basically was talking about, you know, if I ball the dollar up, it still has its worth. If I spit on it, it still has its worth. And so it was talking about how we still have our worth no matter what we've been through. And basically, I've been talking to people about changing people, places, and things. Because if the people are not trying to pull you out of that negative place, that negative mindset, out of that rut, then you need to change people. And sometimes it is family that's sucking the life out of you. And so once you change the people, then maybe you need to change the place. Because if it's not feeding you and elevating you and taking you to another level of thinking, then you need to switch. And so you like so on point of what I've just been talking about the last 7 days, because we have to come into the place of a new mindset. We have to do it. Once we say sick and tired of being sick and tired. I remember a long time ago, a lady told me, you treat people how you want to be treated. They don't treat you how they want to treat you, but you teach them how you want to be treated. And so if I need to lose weight or whatever the case may be, and you're not my support system, then it's an enemy in the camp. If you are feeding me everything that I'm saying I'm against, I don't want to do anymore, you really are my enemy on the sly. On the flip note, Law, I'm getting delivered from Oreos too, because I love Oreos. You hear me? But let me tell you, I'm in a
time. It tastes like you should love them.
Hey, I'm in a time of a detox too, but let me tell you, sugar, that's a demon. I haven't had meat in almost 2 years. No meat, no eggs, none of that. But that sugar keep creeping up. But guess what? That sucker got to go too. So I just want to let y'all know. Sugar's going to be gone. Yeah.
That's good.
It's like crack.
It's poor. As a matter of fact, the meat ain't worse than the sugar. Not even close.
It's not.
Yeah, not even close. Man, we don't have a meat problem. We got a sugar problem. It's a documentary on Netflix called What the Health. Y'all should go watch that. Beware.
You might come out like a vegan now.
That's a good documentary.
You will come out like a vegan. That's for sure. There's no doubt about that. No, you brought up some really good points. And I'm going to tell y'all, now this I will say respectfully because I'm about to walk too hard. Respectfully, most of y'all problem is your family. Okay, that's the truth. And let me tell you why it's the truth. This isn't opinion here. This is just, I'm just using, well, let me do some cognitive behavioral therapy first, so then you would agree with me, okay? Then that way you won't throw stones at me. So let me change your cognitive thinking real quick. There's a hierarchy in your family. And as a good member of the tribe, you're not supposed to step out of it. Help me, somebody. If you're the younger brother, you're supposed to stay in your younger place, ain't you, Jerome? Mm-hmm. If you got an older sister, Jerome, you're supposed to not know as much about finances as your older sister. Come on, I'm speaking real talk right now. I'm an active listener. I can bring up conversations that happened 4 weeks ago. Sure can. I'm doing it right now. You understand? If you are like my family, if you're a man in a family full of sorry men, I don't have a good man in my family. Patricia, I got an uncle. Real name is John. You better stay away from him, because he's going to try to holler. Now you're not listening.
I got a few of them.
He's 70 with a 3-year-old.
Strong news.
All right. So let me, with a 3-year-old. All right.
I'd be irritable too.
He's 70 with a 3-year-old. And
kids keep you young and help you mature all at the same time.
All at the same time, okay? All at the same time. And all he like doing is he likes him. He if this is his words, he likes him a thick woman. That's how, that is his words. And every time he see me, Neff, come here, Neff, you. Who that?
Me stay away
from the listen. And I was supposed to fall in line. I was expected to sleep on my grandmother's couch. It was 9 people in my grandmother's house. All our licenses had one address. Don't fool me now. Y'all know what I'm talking about. If you know, Yeah, don't fool me now. You know what I'm talking about. 807 38th Street was mine. Okay, and all of us went back there. So whenever we messed up in our own houses, we knew we could come back to this house. We knew we had about 6 months of playtime and we was coming back to the couch. And that was the expectancy. And all the women in my family, if you wanted, you had 2 things to do. You had to go to school for nursing and you had to get a sorry man like one of us. Somebody. My family is full of good women that took on the project of a sorry man. Am I the only one that knows someone there? How many of y'all know somebody just got divorced at 55, starting their life over? You understand? That's okay there. So just trying to get y'all. I just described my whole family. That's just the right side. That's just the right side. I barely even know the left side. I'm just telling you about the right side of the family. You understand? Family has a hierarchy. And as long as Abby behaves like us and like we expect, ain't gonna be no problems. But fool around and break the tribe. Once you go outside the tribe and something bad happens, actually, before something bad happened, there's only 2 responses to non-tribal behavior. Number one is we expect the gods to punish us. So before God punish us, we gonna punish you. So you get back into the line of the tribe. All right, so I just did my whole cognitive behavior thing, and now I just made my first point, tribal thinking. All right, now we can all agree now that the tribe always loves you when you're in your tribal position. as long as you 5 pounds more than me, you all right. Help me, somebody. But the moment you decide to change, we gonna say stuff like, I know you changed it, but you ain't gotta act like that. Who's heard that before? Just because you go to church now, Seraphia, doesn't mean, come on now. Come on.
We know who you really are, so don't be put in the act.
I forgot all about that one, Carol. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
See, that's I had it so bad. I had somebody tell me, you must have forgot how I found you.
Ooh, I ain't never had somebody tell me that.
Don't be talking proper.
First, don't be talking proper. Yeah. Well, hold on, Seraphia. They should have got popped in the mouth. I'm glad you didn't, though. But you understand, like, no, around here.
Yeah.
Tell me that you found me.
Yeah. And really, they didn't find me the way they thought they found me. But I was being homeless before, but I was already on my feet and doing everything I need to do. But in their mind, they found me and rescued me. And because I wrote a book and found myself, they was intimidated. Yeah, you forgot how.
That's
I found
exactly
me.
What I know. I know a man personally that every time his girlfriend pick up a book so she can get her associate's degree, for God's sake, he started arguing. She's been spending 15 years trying to get this associate's degree. That's a 2-year degree if you don't know. And she can't, because in order to keep peace in her house, she got to keep her dreams closed. Now, I'm bringing all this up for a reason, because I only got 2 things to tell you that we doing this week, at least for today. But the problem is, y'all got some folk you need to leave, because you ain't gonna be able to do it. You can't come with me and bring them.
Say that again.
Can I say one thing?
You sure can, Anthony.
Well, God bless Abraham. Before he blessed him, the first thing he did, made him leave his people.
Sure did. Now, this is not, if you don't know, Islam, the Torah, Jews, especially Orthodox, but still Jews and Christians, all their lineage comes back to Abraham. So I'm going to speak to all three. All three of the major religions. God said, Abraham, I'm about to change your life, but I can't do it with your family. I made my point that quick. It ain't take that long. Some of y'all need to hear that today. Okay? Now, this isn't about segregationists. That's not what we're talking about. This isn't about they not good people. This is about Adrian. They're no longer good for what you're trying to do. Time for you to go meet Abby. I wish I had somebody. Okay? I'm trying to make this plain. Because in a little bit, I'm about to open up for you the opportunity to go grab that conference I brought up Monday or whatever day it was. The problem is, remember I told y'all, I ain't looking for everybody. Let me be very real with y'all. I'm gonna be as real as possible. I'm watching you. Our she is beginning to stand out. Adrian had made a fool's 180. And I don't know what happened to Adrian the last week and a half, but she ain't playing with y'all. I don't know. I have no idea. But in the last 10 days, Adrian done decided that she like sugar. I ain't got no more shots. You understand? I'm watching. I'm paying attention. Telling you, them popped up on my radar. Okay. Listen, I watch y'all so much. I watched Angela. Okay, y'all see that Angela Moore? I be snooping on y'all. I watched Angela post in a comment on Facebook that I need a mentor. Y'all, you know, I was watching. And I watched Nikki say, girl, you got him. Tell me I'm lying. I ain't said a word. Let me lean back real quick. I ain't said a word. I just watching. I'm watching. Because I told y'all I'm looking for about 100 people that I can throw my resources behind. And I'm looking for 100 people that I can give. I want 100 people to get to what we call R3. 100 people making $10,000 a month. That's what I'm looking for. Now that's going to be a blessing, right? But you know why? Do you know why I want to do it, Patricia? It's I have a very strategic servant slash selfish reason to do so. Okay? When you got 100 people making $10,000 a month, how much is that, Grace? Pay attention to what I'm about to do.
1 million.
Uh-huh. 1 million of what?
A month.
I'm looking forward, I so hope y'all hear me, to the graphic. This is the only reason I want to do it. I'm looking forward to the graphic that says we just reached $1 million a month in payroll. And then I'm going to drop the mic. You understand?
All right.
That's the reason I want to do it. Can you imagine? Like, I want y'all to just close your eyes and look at that post, wherever that post is. You know how much attention that post gonna get? And then I'm gonna say, Deanna, go and get one of the major news people. Go and tell Forbes. Go and get somebody. You know what? Call Oprah. Tell her I need to be in the garden. Think I'm lying. Playing? Tell Oprah I need to be in the garden. Tell Ellen I got some gifts to give to her audience. And I done already started the tour. I looked at, if y'all go to Serena Brown Travis page, that's Les Brown Young's daughter, CEO of his legacy. She said, my dad done bought y'all lunch. And as soon as I saw that post, I said, well, how can I get in on this? Because you know what I said in my head? He ain't buying lunches without me buying lunches. Y'all ain't heard me. Les Brown, one of the most successful black men to ever do anything. And if he buy lunches, damn it, I'm buying lunches too.
Third time. Okay, moving on.
You understand? Look, third time female people good. I ain't talking about competition. I'm talking about emulation. I'm saying, is this what success look like over here? I need to buy some lunches too. I need to feed some people in Ohio. Y'all need to start duplicating more of successful people's behaviors. You buy lunch, I buy lunch. You understand? You in the garden, I'm in the garden. I'm just trying to help somebody. You cut sugar out your diet, I cut sugar out my diet too. Because success simply means, write this down, success simply means to be in harmony with the laws of this universe. That's all success is. Now, we know success is individualized, but the objective definition of success, this means it cannot change, it will not change, this is pure facts. It is this universe has laws, and you must be in harmony with those laws. Now, here's the next thing. Get ready for this, because some of y'all need to hear this. There is no such thing as on my way to success. That's a lie. It's a fallacy. There is only success and not success. There's nothing else. There's nothing in between. Anything in between is a kind word that you are using to justify your poverty. They're going to be nice to you. I'm not. there's poverty, and there's riches. You right now, if you flat broke, that doesn't make you in poverty. Because if you have decided right now, enough is enough. And I refuse to give poverty another piece of my energy. And I'm going to listen to everything this boy talking about, and I'm going to watch everything, and I am done. I'm cutting out the sugar. Whatever it is, like whatever it is, person to you, you automatically become successful. Your harvest has not caught up with you yet, but your spirit already went there. I'm trying to help somebody, Seraphia.
Antonio.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah, so, you know, when we talk about sugars and all, you know, I'm into the nutrition. So I'm going to tell you what you could do and what you can't.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's going to scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger,
and how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
Do to keep your body solid, to keep your mind right, to keep it going. But you can have sweet stuff. You just need to replace stuff. You need to replace people. You can't just let go and not have a replacement, because you're going to go back. You're going to fall back on default. So you have to replace. Replace sugar with stevia, with monk fruit, with xylitol. They're sweet. Yep. So it gives you that sweet taste, but it's not going to hurt your body. It's not going to turn to acid and cause inflammation in your body and your joints and get you ill. So it's not just let go of this, but replace it with something else. Just because you don't want to eat those Oreos don't mean you can't have something sweet that tastes really good too. You just have to learn to replace it. My cookbook is coming out, guys, very soon. You need to be looking at it. All right.
Well, I'll be one of the first people to buy it too, I guarantee you.
It's coming. Right around the corner.
Now, she brings up a really good point. I replaced beer. They'll tell you. I get to the office, and there's a hood store right next to the office. The hood store don't get nothing. Let me tell you something. The hood store is predatory. I don't know if y'all know this here. All right. They just sit in the hood snatching up resources. They don't care nothing. And I go in there at 7 o'clock and get a 40 ounce. Okay. I'm from the hood. I don't know why. Stop giving me credit. I'm from the hood. I do hood things. Okay. I'm from the ghetto. Where ghetto people reside, Seraphia. Not no more, but when I used to walk outside, it was rollers in people's head and half sewn up robes. You understand? And them slippers that slipped on over too. You know? You understand what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? Okay, that's where I come from. I just made it. Okay, I just
where your hand was the belt.
Yes, yes. I replaced beer, just on to Kara's point, with Topo Chico water. That's why I drink so much of it. It's not that I like the beer. Now, I'm pretty sure it had a lot to do with the addiction to sugar, though, Law. I'm pretty sure, because, you know, that stuff got some, you know, you pay attention. That stuff got some. Carbs is just sugar. That's the way around. Sugar is just 100% carbs, and beer has a lot of carbs in it. So I'm pretty sure biologically my body was just craving carbs, okay? And it was get it any way it wanted to get. Just from I'm not a nutritionist, but I understand a few things, okay? Okay, you can't lose 80 pounds and not get what made you gain 80 pounds. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to get it. Topo Chico water. It's the seltzer water. It's in a It's in a yellow bottle and it's super strong. It's just water. It's mineral water. It's just water, but it's carbonated. And it's really, really good. Well, you got to acquire a taste for it because it really just tastes like Sprite with no sugar in it. Okay. But it's strong like Coke. And if you're looking for that strong, I want to burn my throat stuff, but you want to get rid of Coca-Cola, I strongly suggest you replace Coca-Cola with Topo Chico water. You know what I'm saying? So just to her point. So anywho, to be successful is to be in harmony with the laws of success. Pay attention. That means if you're not successful, then you are not in harmony with the laws of success. You should write that down. Then you're not in harmony with the laws of success. It is this simple. There is, listen, don't justify it any other way. You're either in harmony with the laws of success and not in harmony. This is why y'all need a mentor, because your mentor is more than likely more in harmony with the laws of success than you. This is why when you hear people say, well, I'll just do it myself. I don't need
you. You better slide my post in now.
I'll do it myself. This is why those people are never successful, because they don't understand that doing it yourself is not in harmony with the laws of this universe. This universe serves you. So why would you not serve it? Anywho, now, I want to be a blessing for somebody. I just said, you're either in harmony or not. So let me talk to you folk who think you own your way. You're not. You're already there. And until you receive that you're already there, you're going to always stay on your way. Can I put my weight on it? Can I put my weight on it, Abby? Can I put my weight on it? The reason why some of y'all ain't got what you're praying for is because you keep praying for it. I'm ready now. Okay. I'm ready. Deanna, go ahead and put out the PayPal email address. Cause I'm ready now. Some of y'all, you don't have what you pray for because you keep staying in the prayer part of the process. So whatever you believe,
oh my God.
You understand, whatever you believe in keeps what you believe in for always on the way to you. So you never get it. You're either not successful or are successful.
Say so.
God doesn't understand on the way. That ain't how it works. Because God is everywhere at the same time. So ain't no on the way. So if you decide, I am it now.
Yeah, God.
Mm-hmm. God said, all right then. And we'll start to move stuff out your way. Just because you don't have it doesn't mean it ain't already yours. I'm trying to help somebody. It means that the process is where you at right now, God can't give it to you. It ain't your fault. It's somebody around you fault. Or what you prayed for don't fit in that house you got. Help me, somebody. You asking for a car you shouldn't put in the elements outside. God need to give you a garage with that car, which means you need to get out that apartment. Come on, I'm trying to help somebody in this place. Right now,
Antonio.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, when you step into your greatness and you're still in the funk, you smell like the funk, you look like the funk, and people will say you are still the funk because you're still there. And when you step out of something, you have to step into something greater, even greater than you think yourself is, even though you are already great. You just haven't caught up mentally to that greatness, consciously, I should say, because unconsciously you're already there. So it's really walking in, but having a mastermind group, just like Lady Hale is doing right now, you see the people that are in there, they're all
in harmony with each other. They all are helping each other build. That's what you need in order to kind of move forward, especially when you don't feel strong yet. You have an idea, you have a goal, but your strength is not there because you haven't exercised it yet. So you have to see people exercising it so you can learn how to exercise it like they're doing and then grow. And that's why mastermind groups are so important.
You ain't lying. Law.
Hey, Lady Carol.
Yes.
And I want to say something, please. Mm-hmm.
You then Law.
Because that is so true. We just did that last night. So we did a flyer class last night, how to make flyers. And the flyer class started at 8. Nice. And I think we got off the whole entire Zoom somewhere about 11:45 because we went into from a flyer class to a whole encouragement session. Why? Because people had questions. And as much as they was asking questions, I was just pouring because, again, I want to make sure that we are all on one accord, in tune, and that's what we do. So yeah, everybody keep asking how they succeed, how they succeed. Says what Coach Carol said. That's the truth.
Wow.
We're already there. We're thinking about it. We're already putting it in position. We're putting the faith and work together. They go together. And so we're doing it. We're putting work, faith, get it together. Let's go.
That's amazing. I never heard of someone doing a make a flyer class. That's a heck of a mastermind group. Awesome. That's awesome.
I think that's the secret in Napoleon Hill's Grow Rich. Yeah. It's a group.
Oh, yeah. I ain't mad at you. I'm not mad at you. I wouldn't disagree with that. Would disagree with that at all. Law?
Yeah, what I wanted to add on was because one of the most common comments that I get every time I go to their T-Mobile is, oh, you look nice. Where you going? No, dummy, I am dressing for my success. I am a millionaire. This is how you dress. What are you talking about? Where am I going? I woke up and this is what I wanted to put on. What are you talking about? No. So even in the current store that I'm training these employees and I keep saying, yeah, I'm a millionaire. Don't even worry about it. And they go, oh, okay. And then, you know, you kind of see the side eye like they don't really believe. I was like, yeah, you just wait for it. But this is why I dress the way I dress. Okay.
No,
I ain't putting on no little pink shirt to leave.
No,
I put it on when I'm there.
Wait,
I'm supposed to. That's it.
When they ask you that question, all you got to say is, where are you going towards success? Period.
Oh, I say millionaire.
That's it. There you go.
That's what success means to him. Listen, I told people I was going to be a millionaire in 2012 in the middle of a recession while I was flat broke. 2011, excuse me. While I had on a Little Caesars uniform. I didn't even have a beard because I couldn't, I can only have a mustache cooking people pizza. So here I am. I'm not even allowed to have a beard. I got dough all over my pants. I'm making $11.25 an hour because I was actually high up. And that's the high up money, okay? Making $11.25 an hour. Yeah, that's the high up money, by the way.
Wow.
I'm trying to tell you, you start off at $7.25 in Texas, $7.25. So I'm making $11.25. I just got the store manager. I'm doing my thing to get bonuses now. And in the middle of me getting, before I get my first bonus, I tell them, this is 2010, and I tell them, December 2011, I'm leaving. That's what I told him. I told my boss this, Chris Goodrum. I'll call him right now. I have him on the call. I told them, instead of me giving y'all a 2 weeks notice, I'm going to give you a year and a half notice. This sound like I'm making this up. I'm telling y'all right now.
Oh, no. Keep talking. I know what you're talking about.
I gave them a year and a half notice to replace me because I knew I was irreplaceable because while they paid me so much, my presence, we didn't have to. The way it works is we can keep two people on shift all the way to 5 o'clock. That meant You didn't need a prep person to come in at 11, didn't need a prep person to come in at 3, and you didn't need 2 or 3 prep people to come in for the 5 o'clock rush, because I was so good, I replaced the need for 5 employees. So while they were overpaying me, they were saving $7.25, $8.25 an hour times 5. Okay?
Yep.
So I knew that I was irreplaceable. So I said, go and replace me a year and a half from now. They didn't believe me. Okay? They didn't believe me. I told these folk I was going to be a millionaire. I started telling folk in 2010, I was going to be a millionaire. Now, I didn't leave a millionaire, but I fooled around and I figured out how to make money legally, by the way. Legally, this is a little different this time. Legally, and how to make it come at me every month without my effort. And I figured in a year and a half, I'd have enough to walk away. And boy, was I right. And then in November 27, 2011, was the last day ever, I was so confident in my skills that I went enrolled in Houston Baptist University. August 2011, and I did my first semester was my last time at Little Caesars. But I had to pay for that school myself. Do you know how confident you got to be 20-something or 30 maybe? And say I'm going to pay for $45,000 a year for school myself. I don't think y'all hear me. I'm going to pay for this myself. Because Pell Grants only get you so far. I'm going to pay for this myself at 30, 29. No, it was 29. I'm going to pay for this myself at 29. And I'm still leaving by the end of this year. They ain't listen to me. It's all right. I'm like law. I ain't come here for you to listen to me. And in 2011, 2012, I said, you know what? I know I'm right, Michelle. So I'm going to record. I'm going to record a podcast. I am. And I'm going to let them know that I'm dead serious in what I said. And in 2012, let me show you. Let nobody think I'm making this up. Here is the Brick by Brick podcast. Now, the Brick by Brick podcast, it's retired now. If you look, let's say 2014, but it's 2012. I don't know what happened there. 2012, 541 ratings. I think that's the reboot.
We couldn't afford the storage in 2014. Oh,
That's right. We couldn't afford the storage. That's right. And if you look, we started, me and Tim, was a startup tech company and built it from the ground up, right? And all we was doing was letting y'all see how much we failed. What's up? I just said, listen, let's just document the journey. I convinced this girl. I met him in July 2011. I convinced her, follow me, I'm going to be a millionaire. You know how crazy she is? I read up on the day what, Abby? Read up on say, hey, listen, I'm going to be a millionaire. Come follow me.
That's what real friends do.
Didn't know. Am I lying to you? Didn't know her. Didn't know her. Never met her the first time. I'm going to be a millionaire. This is 2011, y'all. I'm going to be a millionaire. And I start documenting the journey. I'm going to be a millionaire. You can't keep saying something and it don't become true. Would you really like to know why there's power in the name of Jesus? Let me tell you why there's power.
Come on.
Because y'all keep saying it's power in the name of Jesus. So basically, for thousands of years, you've been invoking this name and putting power on it. And I don't know a single person who is of the Christian faith that can have an attitude and say Jesus at the same time. You can't do it. Think about it. Be mad and just keep saying Jesus. Just Jesus. Jesus. Just keep doing it. A couple of hundred times in, you're going to get into a shout real quick because it's too much power just saying that name. Now, I'm not talking about the religion itself. I'm just talking about the idea of there's so much energy on that name that you can't say it and not feel it. I wish I had something.
Oh, that's the truth.
You understand? So I kept saying, I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to be a millionaire. And one day I was right. The reason I did all that, because I wanted to tell y'all this one thing. I want y'all to go on out there, grab this conference. Typically, we would give it away for free. We've done that thousands of times. We're not this time, because I have plans for it. It's $35, though. So I made it very affordable. It's super affordable. It's $35. I've already secured Serena Brown Travis. I've already secured Brad Blazer. And I've got some more millionaire and billionaire friends that's going to pop on. Okay? Not too many, though, because we need to tell y'all some stuff. Okay? We need to tell y'all some stuff. It's December 4th and 5th. There is the link and the put it in your groups, too. Put it in your groups too. Okay. Put it in your groups too. But I did all that this morning to tell you I should see it ding. It should light up. It should light up. This is going to be in webinar mode. Okay. This is going to be, Agent says she's going to do it. This is going to be in webinar mode. All right. I expect 1,000 people. I'm telling you what I expect. That means I did all this talk because if you invite someone to the conference, I am going to allow, because we're going to offer Rakay's opportunity, which is free to join. Y'all listen to me? That means I'm going to help y'all build your success teams through this conference. And every chance I get in this conference, I'm going to tell people, if we added any value to you, you owe it to Patricia. Jerry had already sent this stuff. I forgot to sync to my email. You owe it to Patricia to start working with Patricia and changing the world. Who are the speakers locked in again? Serena Brown Travis, that's Les Brown's youngest daughter, the CEO. I secured her yesterday. And Brad Blazer. And I told Brad he could talk about anything he wants. You understand? I told y'all know who that is. $2 billion man. That's $2 billion man. I got some more secrets lined up. Tempest is speaking twice on Friday and Saturday. And I would probably listen to somebody who started.
Oh, I'm excited about your Tempest.
Yes.
I just sent my money, girl.
And listen to me, y'all. I'm going to use this conference every chance, every time we add value to somebody. Yes, it's all virtually. It's going to be over Zoom. It's all virtual. You ain't got to go nowhere. I'm going to use this conference to build your success team. See how slick I'm being? I'm going to say, listen, if you really, really, really love Tanya and she brought you here, then you should take the free opportunity. Okay? You should take the free opportunity to work with Tanya. And pay attention. On the first day, what's the payment deadline? It ain't one. I've got no gimmicks for you. Yosmin, no gimmicks. It ain't no early bird special. Ain't no deadline. Do what you do. Whenever you can get it, right? Now, I've got, listen, I'm only trying to bless y'all. I got no gimmicks for you. I'm not creating no fear of missing out. I ain't doing no scarcity, right? I'm not doing no tricks. I'm just telling you straight up that on December 4th, the first day, okay, I'm going to announce a promotion of how to join Rakeza, and it's going to be insane. And the only people who could take advantage of it for the first 3 days, that Friday, that Saturday, that Sunday, are the people in the conference. It's going to be a whole different sign up. And then I'll let everybody else catch up on Monday. Or I might even extend that the whole week. I'm not sure. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm going to use this conference to add so much value and to sweeten the deal so tough that I'm going to attempt to set the foundation for 100 people to get to 5,000 people in the next 6 months. They ain't heard me. They ain't heard me. I'm setting it up this way for 100 people to get the R3 by July 2021. That's $10,000 a month. And that promotion gonna be fire. I already know what it is. It's looking something like the promotion happening right now. I guarantee you that you should take full advantage of the 1999 promotion, because I swear to you, on my legacy, it's coming down at 8:55 p.m. Central Standard Time. You want to get as many people on your success team as possible, because you want all of them to join that conference. In this conference, we're going to teach real estate. We're going to teach everything. You're going to be able to ask questions, all sorts of stuff, and get your questions answered. We are going to literally release new... No, let me be quiet. There's so much stuff coming that I had to take a whole hour to tell y'all you either in harmony with the laws of success or not. My challenge to all of you is do two things from now on until December 5th when you talk to somebody and bring them in, free or not, convince them to join what is called the Dominate Conference. I was thinking of a name. I couldn't think of a name. I couldn't think of a name. I couldn't think of a name. And I said,
repeat that.
Dominate. That's the name of the conference. Dominate. I went on Google. I went Googling names of conferences. I went conference name generators. I did all that stuff. I ain't like a single thing that came back to me. But you know what I'm about, Patricia? Dominate. It's the only thing I know how to do. So I just figured I might as well just be me and push that energy out there. So we're going to dominate real estate. We're going to dominate stocks. We're going to dominate banking. We're going to dominate how to get loans. We're going to dominate credit. You understand? We're going to dominate investing. We're going to dominate how to raise money for your business. We're going to dominate everything. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Every single thing about it, that's what we're going to do. We're going to give it away. We're going to absolutely give it away. We're going to give it away for free. And listen to me. Psychologically, anybody you bring to this conference will be so prepared, so equipped, and so fired up, they will light up your success team the day after the conference. I built it to where I'm looking for 100 people to become R3. And there will be significant gifts for doing so. Can I tell you one thing I'm going to do? Can I tell you the one thing I'm going to do? By July.
Tell us, sir.
Y'all should just know part of these promotions is some car giveaways. That's all I'm going to say for right now. Ain't playing no games. I wouldn't play with y'all. And I ain't talking about no Honda Civics. I'm talking about luxury cars. Paid in full.
Mr. Ken Johnson has that Bentley truck over there I'm waiting for.
Who you think I'm going to get the luxury cars from?
I know, but just tell him I sent you. Okay. So St. Paris can get our portion. There it is.
Thank you. I am in the receiving.
And mine don't even have to be luxury, Mr. Antonio.
Well, I feel you, Crystal, but it's going to be luxury because ain't nothing sexier in the world than a good-looking woman driving a good-looking car.
I want luxury G-Wagon.
There it is.
Customized.
You all understand? So expect car giveaways. Just there will be a few car contests, and the first people to do blank get blank. It's just one of the secrets. I can't tell you nothing else. It's too much that I hear you. Yes, luxury cars given away. No matter where your country is, luxury cars. And we're going to make sure, y'all ready for this? We're going to make sure the taxes, tax title and license, we're going to make sure that's paid for. We're not going to put that on you.
That's a true giveaway.
We're not going to put that on you. Because this, in fairness, the way my God works. Now, I ain't talking about nobody. My God don't give blessings I got to pay for.
We don't have to win a car if the price is right and still got to pay the tax titles and license.
We covering that. You understand me? We covering your tax title and license. We covering that. We covering that. When you get the keys, you're going to know. In fact, I want all them tears on camera, too. I want all them tears on camera. But anyway, that's just one of the things we...
I'm going to cry in the car.
Chris, grab them tears. Grab them tears. I know she going to cry and shout same time. She going to break out into a whole church fit in the driver's seat. And I need all of it on camera.
While my trap music is playing. Amen.
That's it. So just know that it's October. It's December. December 4th and 5th. And always look for this conference to be December 4th and 5th-ish. Always. Always. That's what I got. So let me just repeat so everybody can get it. It's $35. Y'all know doggone well that I be charging people a whole lot more than that. You already know, okay? You already know. I'm using $35 to weed out a few people, but I want it so affordable that anybody can do it, okay? I want it so affordable. But here is my real agenda. I want to make so much noise and give away so many gifts that from this one conference, Grace, what's 100 times 5,000? Pay a very close attention to me, y'all.
500,000.
I want this one conference to beget me 500,000 customers for y'all.
Come on, King James.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Thank you.
That means anybody who believes it's going to be at $10,000 a month. Now, let me tell you why I structured this meeting this way. And hear me, because I'm speaking from my soul. Some of you don't like your life. But that don't mean you ain't already at $10,000 a month. Let me help you. Don't you look out at your circumstance and think that's your life. That's the residual effect of your decisions. right now, you can decide right now. I'm getting me that car. And Antonio got me messed up if he think I'm not in that number. I know that's what Nikki's saying. Okay. I know that's what she's saying. She's a gangster. Okay. And right now, before you ever get there, Abby, before you ever get there, you're already there. Do not wait to show up before you show up. Here's the new culture, at least to December 4th. All y'all, you should talk about this conference 5 times an hour. I should be maxed out at 1,000 people. The more people you have at this conference, they will all qualify for your success team. So when you have somebody, hear me well, when somebody signs up, you need to submit their name. Once you know they paid, we need their name, their number, and their email address so we can put them under your success team. Don't worry if you miss, because we will get it straight and give you as much time to go back and put them under you. You won't miss a single person, right? No one.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Do they have to be already? You said no, they don't have to be in the ATS.
No,
or is this their way to get to the ATS?
Both. They don't have to be, and this is their way to get to it.
Okay.
Yes. Imagine paying for the 10X conference for $35. Imagine. And please know, anybody who pays for the conference gets the video for life. You ain't got to pay. Listen, I'm not finna hit you with, all right, thank you for joining the conference, Tanya. In 2 weeks, we'll have the video available for $150. No, $35 gets you the conference, the promotions, the 50% giveaways, and the video for life. God dog it. I can't say nothing else.
Can you repeat that one more time, please?
You get the conference. They get to join your success team. You get the video for life. I'm not upselling you nothing. We don't upsell around here. I don't know if y'all caught that. We don't upsell. It is what it is. $35, you get the video for life. So if you got to duck out for an hour, don't worry. As soon as the processing stops process, video will be uploaded, your account will be sent there, you'll be good.
Antonio, please, what video are you referring to exactly?
The whole conference.
Oh, the whole conference,
16
okay.
16 hours.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And I know a lot of people. We teaching everything, y'all. Stocks,
Antonio, I got a question.
Yes, sir.
You mind if I steal all that afterwards?
All that. As a matter of fact, Chris, when you get the video, you can go ahead and reteach all the material yourself, but you can also upload it to your university. Don't bother me one bit.
You know you done messed up, right?
Don't bother me one bit. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness of it. That ain't my money, Crystal.
Antonio, someone sent me a private message saying that they're about to email a whole lot of people. And they won't know, you know, who signs, you know, who gets in. How should they go about?
Just send the names who they email, and we'll match the names. It's all good. We'll do whatever it takes. We will do whatever it takes for y'all to get credit. I promise you. Like, you won't have to negotiate. If you can just say, hey, I email this, and we'll call that person. You understand? We'll call that person. We'll email that person. You will not miss anything. I promise you. Phil, yes, absolutely. Phil Sorrentino will be speaking. Okay, yes, absolutely. You were saying something, Michelle.
So they get to attend the conference, receive the conference recording for life, participate in the 50% gift giveaways. I think there was one more you said.
and be able to qualify for the car contest, the luxury car contest. I'm giving out luxury cars. I can't tell you when. Just know it starts.
Was that plural or singular?
That's plural. That's plural.
My sons are learning singular and plural. So you said okay. Cars. I said, is that
yes,
plural?
With an S at the end. With an S at the end. Yes, graphics are coming. The graphic is coming. Yeah, you got it. It's called Dominate Conference, Grace. Okay. Graphics are coming. The reason it's going to have multiple graphics, y'all. You're going to have multiple graphics because there are a few. I'm debating who to bring in and who not to bring in because we have a lot of stuff to do. We have a lot of stuff to tell you, and I have a lot of stuff to give away. There'll be multiple graphics, okay? You get one a day. Grace, Deanna, y'all do one a day, okay? Do one a day. Put Brad and Sabrina on there for right now, okay? Let's do one a day. Let's just do one a day. Now, but there's going to be multiple. You're going to get like 12 graphics, okay? You're going to get like 12 graphics. Trust me. You'll get like 12 graphics. But that's it. You pay through. Hey, Antonio, how do I get them to pay? You send them that PayPal email address. I was going to put it up on a website. Feel like doing all that, okay? It's right there, PayPal, send it on through. When you look at it, it's got my face on it. It literally says Make a Legacy Incorporated, okay? It's clearly not a person. And once they do that, y'all hear me? Y'all ready? Once they do that, they're going to qualify for some things, but I can't tell you what these things are yet. You got to wait till December 4th. Gotta wait till December 4th. But please know, the opening part of the conference, I will make an announcement that is going to be insane. And only the people at that conference can participate in that giveaway and that promotion. Monday, I'll open it up to the thousands of people. But whoever's in that conference, Antonio, why are you doing that? Because I want Patricia to have a head start. Sure do. That's it. That's the only reason. The only reason. And well, it's the second reason too. And when I say I'm doing a conference, I want people to respect that. I want to subliminally put in your mind, girl, you know, whenever he do a conference, he gives stuff away. So we got to get it because it's just exclusive to people who join the conference. Yep, that's what I want. Because I want to fill out stadiums. You understand? All right, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. $35. Here on out until December 4th, you need to consciously put in your mind, oh man, okay, they signed up, but I need to tell them about the conference right now. What kind of conference is it? Dominate Conference with millionaires and billionaires teaching. That's it. You don't need no nothing else.
Thank you. I know you did that for me.
I did that for you. And you get the video for life. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't plant better. You can dominate. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate you. Y'all have a good one.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions. $22 an hour. Paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right
positioned to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.